Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen randomly and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Why is that, ma'am? It's for statistical purposes.
Say what?
It's used for statistical purposes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm black.
You're what?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, may I have your age?
82.
Thank you. So I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Always. Always.
You always
vote.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction of the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Well, always not as happy as you could be, okay? So I think you said satisfied, very satisfied. What were the other two?
We have very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I'll say satisfied, okay?
Okay.
Because then we're gonna be perfect.
Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. So we have protecting LGBTQ rights.
Hell no.
Improving the economy.
Yes.
Okay. Standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination.
I think the most important thing right now is the economy. I think people, if they got together, it's all about love. There's no such thing as race. People would like it to be, but there isn't. And you find a person that is hurting or these storms and things that's happening, people don't know what color they are. All they're trying to do is get themselves together, okay? So race and all that stuff is full of birds, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Am I speaking for me or me and my family or the whole country?
Yes, it's for you and your family in that case.
Some of them is you know, not as good as with others, so it's hard to say. And I guess that's the same as any family. You got millionaires and some that are dirt poor.
Okay. So you wouldn't have, like, a clear answer at the moment for that?
No.
Okay. And here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. We have prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. Too many guns flooding on our streets. Broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Maybe a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Not enough police officers on the streets.
You keep going, and there are so many of those things that do apply. I think that individuals not pay for their crime. I've heard officers say you know, they go to high speed to catch the criminal for the judge to put them back on the street. I think that that is a problem. I think a lot of parental discipline for the children that are out in the street with the guns.
I think
that that's the problem for the simple reason, you know, if you raise your children, and I'm not trying to say that I'm any different, but I have 9 grandsons, and fortunately, I'm blessed that they're all good boys. They've gone to college, and I hope, I don't think any of them have ever had a gun that I'm aware of, okay? That's speaking from my helping to raise them, and they didn't have fathers. So I think a lot of what we're experiencing now is a lot of discipline for the children and not parents not responsible. Yes, there are other problems, like some of them don't make enough or whatever it is, but I've always said you can't go out here and blow away half of your life and then expect for the rest of it to come up and be wine and roses.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Too much. And I think it's terrible because I feel that the slavery and things that are happening that is history, all children should be taught, okay?
Got it. Okay. In that case, the next question says, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I did answer you. I said no, N-O.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel and particularly warm or cold. The first one, it's Hakeem Jeffries.
You know what? I've heard the name, but I'm not as familiar with that person as right now on the top of my head, so I cannot rate that.
Okay, not a problem. And how about Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce, the singer?
Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I rating her?
I'm not sure why she's showing up here in this poll, ma'am. You can just tell me if you feel favorable towards her or maybe not favorable, or you don't feel anything about her.
I don't have anything about her. I'm 82 years old. What Beyonce does or doesn't do does not help my... Well, I'm retired. I've been retired a long time.
Okay.
One way or the other, okay?
Okay. Now, about the feminist movement?
No comment.
Okay. That'll be like a 50? No, you don't feel warm or cold about them?
I did say no comment.
Okay. Now, how about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris, the vice president?
I think she's doing a very good job.
Would you say 100?
Yes.
Okay. The NAACP?
I always support NAACP.
Okay. That'll be 100, right?
Yes.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay. And Black Lives Matter?
Who?
Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Okay. But specifically with Black Lives Matter, would you say a 0, a 100, or a 50?
Well, if I have to, I'll say 100. But like I say, all lives matter.
Got it. Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote? Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5, it's a moderate impact on your life, or 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. So the first thing is climate change.
I think it has an effect on our lives totally. 110 is just the highest number.
Okay. And how about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
Well, that's sad. I don't approve of that at all.
Okay. But do you think that that'll bring a major impact to your life, or maybe a moderate impact, or not impact at all?
If I speak from a personal standpoint, the Lord has always taken care of me. So regardless of what man does, I don't depend on man. I depend on God.
Okay. And how about crime and violence in this country?
I think that it's sad. I shouldn't just say guns, but guns has a lot to do with it. These people claiming mental illness has a lot to do with drugs. It's awful. There's so many things that's causing this country to be in the condition that it is. And I would say that drugs is one of the number one reasons. Guns is number two. And,
okay.
There are things that has caused our society to be in the condition that it's in, all right? And the other thing, I was listening to the news where they were saying it had to do with the military. Somehow or another, they were stealing from the Gold Star people. And regardless of what programs are put in, there's always somebody out there that don't feel they have enough. And they sit up and try to figure out how to steal from the people that don't have. So that's one of the reasons that we are having to put up with the type of situations that we're having to put up with, too.
Okay. And so in that case, regarding crime and violence, do you think that that will make a major impact in your life, maybe a moderate impact, or no impact at all?
Well, I tell you what, I have 9 grandsons, and I think I said that before. And my grandboys are from 46, 48 down to 23. And I start praying when they start bringing these drugs into the United States and putting them out here to entice our young men, okay, and get them into this type of trouble. And fortunately, the Lord has covered them with his blood, and we have not had to go through that, where a lot of people didn't do it. Some people would accept it if a child came in with money that he shouldn't have had, all right? I would have never... That, but then my children would have, my grandsons would have known better.
Okay.
So,
and
a lot of that still comes under parental discipline.
Okay. And how about affirmative action ending? Would that make a major impact on your life? Maybe a moderate impact or no impact at all?
Affirmative action is important to the United States of America, and I can't separate myself from that, okay?
Okay, so from 0 to 10, how would you grade affirmative action ending as an impact in your life?
I think 10 was the highest, right?
Yes.
Okay,
got it. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one says, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify. Do you agree or disagree with that?
You know, that's just so sickening.
Okay, so you strongly disagree with that?
You know, some things I don't want to comment on because it's not up to me to judge what people choose to do with their lives, okay? And I don't know, I guess you're speaking personally on a political standpoint, okay?
Okay.
And I don't always go there, okay?
I understand. Okay, so now the next one says, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Well, I would guess, but then that could cause confusion too, right?
I'm sorry, ma'am? Oh, okay, I see. So you strongly disagree with that?
Sir, let me ask you a question. How many more questions do you have? Because I'm not the most patient person there is.
We're over 65% already. We're almost done.
No, we're done because I'm tired of going back and forth through this. You keep going back and forth with all this stuff. And you know what? You ask me all these questions, and really and truly, when it comes down to it, you don't care.
I do care personally because this is about your opinion, and that's what I'm trying to gather right here.
And who are you?
I'm sorry?
Who are you?
This is a National Opinion Service, ma'am. And we're almost done with this. We just need to finish with this, and we won't be continue bothering you. Okay?
No, don't bother me anymore because I'm tired of it. When you're going to go into LGBT and all that stuff, I'm not going there.
Okay, it's okay, and that's part of your opinion, and we respect that. But that's what we really would like to know. It's about your opinion, nothing else. So the next one says, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health conditions. Do you strongly agree or disagree with that?
I don't quite understand. Are you saying the individuals that are employed by lawyers?
I can repeat the question if you wish. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with a paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
They should abide by the law. They're lawyers.
Okay, so do you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I agree that they should be responsible, yes.
Okay, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens?
Why are they doing this?
This is one of the statements they're pulling on the Capitol, ma'am. So we just want to know if you agree or disagree with that statement.
No comment. They didn't want to give people health insurance, so.
Okay. Now, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide?
They had no business going back messing with it. They had already passed it, right?
Okay, but in the case that they would like to legislate about it and protect abortion rights, would you agree or disagree with that?
And are you asking me would I be out there marching and that whatever it is and all that stuff? No.
Okay, so you strongly disagree, right? Okay.
I don't disagree. I just don't want to have anything to do with it.
Okay. So the government should provide free child care to all families? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you agree or disagree with that?
It would depend. Because, see, these are technical questions.
Okay.
They're technical. In other words, once the government or once they come up with something, then that's what's used. So,
okay, so you wouldn't have an answer for the moment for that one, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Maybe when dealing with mental health episodes, or mothers giving birth to a child, or death.
Why would that fall under sick leave?
I'm sorry?
Why wouldn't all of that fall under sick leave? If somebody's mental, aren't they sick?
Okay, so you think they wouldn't need to have a paid time off when they have...
If it's a relative, okay, and they're sick mentally. I often say when we pray for physical sick, but a mentally sick person is just as sick as a physical sick person.
Okay. And how about mothers giving birth to a child?
They should get time off. They always have.
Okay. And death of a family member?
Yes.
And mothers adopting a child?
Adopting?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think. Well, no, let me leave it alone. It's been so long since I have had a baby. I don't want to go there. Okay.
Okay. Sickness of or serious injury.
For what?
For sickness or serious injury.
What are you asking? Should they have time off?
Yes.
See that again. You're asking the same doggone questions over again. If that doesn't fall under illness, what does it fall under?
Okay. Yes. So the question was, in which of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? So in case of sickness or serious injury,
I think that you are allowed or allotted, or you used to be, a day.
Okay.
You accumulate your sick leave, your vacation leave. If you abuse it, it's on you, okay?
Okay. So in that case, they shouldn't get paid time off, right?
I'm not saying that.
Okay. So in case of sickness and serious injury, what do you think?
I'm not saying anything because I've answered all the questions.
Okay. Now, fathers adopting a child, not mothers, but fathers? Would they get paid time off? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. So, fathers adopting a child, should they get paid time off by their employers?
What are you asking? Are you asking if two damn gay men adopting a child, should they get time off?
I wouldn't be able to go here and, or there, ma'am. That's the option that I have, and I will remain neutral at all times.
Trying to make me go there, okay? So I'm not going there.
Okay, now, caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Don't they have something called FMLA?
I'm sorry?
Don't you have FMLA?
Yes, I do have, but the question is for you. Do you think that they should have paid time off? I'm sorry?
I'm finished. Okay. You have a
okay. This is almost done. We're almost 85% at this point.
I don't care.
The next question.
When I say I'm finished, I'm finished. I'm sick of you asking the same questions over and over and over and over.
But you just need to say if you agree or disagree, and that's it.
I don't have to say anything. This is America.
Okay, if you don't have to say anything, that's your right as well. We just need to continue then.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so if you don't have an opinion about that, we can continue with the next options. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all? You refuse to answer that as well?
What does F-I-N-I-S-H say to you?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm entitled to ask you those questions if you're remaining on the phone. And you can tell me if you feel racism very often, often, not often, or not at all. Or if you don't want to answer, that's okay as well.
Hello?
Hola, mate.
Hello? Hey, pal?